The Eva Cordia, it's me sure, Joe Ballard, Thoughtful, she arrived with the Air Claw Sounds Irish. Hello friends, I'm Joe Ballard and I'd like to welcome you to this programme, Sounds Irish. On this programme you'll hear all types, styles and genre of Irish music. Traditional, folk, ballads, country and Irish and old-time Irish songs with vocals and instrumentals, along with some information about Irish culture, geography and history. So why not stay and listen and enjoy an Irish stew of songs and music and chat with me, Joe Ballard. Hello friends and welcome to the programme. I hope you're going to stay with me and enjoy some of the material I've got lined up for you on this week's Sounds Irish. First of all, just to let you know that this is a pre-recorded programme, so you can't contact me while I'm on air. But as I tell you every week, you can contact me by email at any time. Everton274@sky.com. Everton274 at sky.com. And put the words Sounds Irish in the subject line if you've got a request, a dedication, a comment, an observation, or a question to ask. On this week's programme, we'll be featuring a lot of my favourites and a lot of listeners' favourites as well. Songs that we play fairly regularly on Sounds Irish. And we're starting with my favourite ballad group. Yes, you regulars will know that that's the Dublin City Ramblers. And they're telling us about the youngsters who are leaving Ireland to go and work abroad. They're still doing it. They've been doing it for hundreds of years and they're still doing it. But this is a song that was written by Liam Riley, who was the keyboard player with Bagatelle. Very, very clever song. Starts off painting the scene of them sitting in the waiting room ready to get the bus to go out to Dublin Airport. But there's a lovely line at the end, and I think it's very clever. It says, "Just remember that these aeroplanes fly both ways, so maybe they'll be coming back." This one, well, it's a little personal to me, actually, because my grandson and his partner are at present out in Australia, and we miss them. The Flight of Earls from the Dublin City Ramblers.
I can hear the bells of Dublin in this lonely waiting room, and the paper boys are singing in the rain. Not too long before they take us to the airport and the noise, to get on board a transatlantic plane. We've got nothing left to stay for, we have no more left to say, and there isn't any work for us to do. So farewell, you boys and girls, another bloody flight of Earls. Our best asset is our best export too. It's not murder, fear or famine that makes us leave this time. We're not going to join MacAlpine's fusiliers. We've got brains and we've got vision, we've got education too, but we just can't throw away these precious years. So we walk the streets of London and the streets of Baltimore, and we meet at night in several Boston bars. We're the leaders of the future, but we're far away from home, and we dream of you beneath the Irish stars. As we look on Ellis Island,
and the lady in the bay. And Manhattan turns to face another Sunday. We just wonder what you're doing to bring us all back home, as we look forward to another Monday. Because it's not the work that scares us, we don't mind an honest job, and we know things will get better once again. So a thousand times it's you, we've got Bono and you too. All we're missing is the kiss and the rain. So switch off your new computers, 'cause the writing's on the wall. We're leaving as our fathers did before. Take a look at Dublin Airport, or the boat that leaves Northwall. There'll be no youth unemployment anymore, because we're over here in Queensland and in parts of New South Wales. We're on the seas and airways and the trains. What if we see better days? Those big airplanes go both ways, and we'll all be coming back to you again.
Now, I'm open to contradiction here, but I don't think this next track is an Irish song. I think it's a Edwardian or Victorian. I don't think it's that far back, but it's certainly from the early part of the 20th century. It tells the story, the man singing about his love, Maggie. When you and I were young, Maggie. And how many times do you hear me say this? My daddy used to sing this. Well, he did, because his wife, my mother, was... her name was Margaret, and when he wanted to wind her up a little bit, he'd call her Maggie. I also had a sister, Margaret. Here, Barleycorn, we hear them regularly, and they're singing the lovely song, Maggie.
I wander today through the hills, Maggie, seen below. The creek and the creaking old mill, Maggie, as we used to long, long ago. The green grove is gone from where first the daisies sprung. The creaking old mill is still, Maggie, since you and I. My face is a well-written page, Maggie, and time all alone was the past. they say we have outlived our time, Maggie, as dated as songs that we've sung. But to me, you're as fair as you were, Maggie, when you and I were young. When you and I were young.
Now, here's a group that I can be honest with you and tell you I know nothing about, but I think they make a lovely sound. They're called the Kilkennys. I imagine they come from that fair county. And they're singing a song that I think I played on last week's programme, but not by them. I think I played the Sean O'Shea version of it. Will You Go, Lassie Go? And that this is, I do believe, a Scottish song, but beautifully sung by an Irish group. Take a listen.
Trees are sweetly blooming, and the wild mountain thyme rolls around the blooming heather. Will you go, lassie, go?
And we'll all go together to the wild mountain thyme, all around the blooming. Go.
And if my true love, she were gone, I would surely find another, where the wild mountain thyme rolls around the blooming heather. Will you go, lassie? And the trees are sweetly blooming, and the wild mountain thyme grows around the blooming heather. Will you go, lassie, go?
And we'll all go together to the wild mountain thyme, all around.
Now, friends, each week on our little programme, we're picking up new listeners from new radio stations from all around the world. And so, at the risk of repeating myself, and for our regular listeners, this may become, well, a little boring, but I just want to let our new listeners know about Sounds Irish. Sounds Irish means that any track we play will have, it'll either be an Irish song, but not necessarily be an Irish song, a song that's sung by an Irish person about Ireland, or could be, as we've just heard there, the Kilkennys, beautiful Irish group singing a lovely Scottish song, Will You Go, Lassie Go, but the connection is that they're from Ireland. The song could be written by an Irish person, or played on an instrument by an Irish person, and that instrument might not be playing an Irish song. Are you still with me? I think you get the idea. Now, I want to explain to you a little about this next track. Through many parts of Europe, we have various travelling people. Here in Ireland, they're known as the Travellers, and on the continent of Europe, we're Gypsies. I don't think we're allowed to say that anymore, though. But you get the general idea. These folk travel round the country buying and selling, and they don't live in settled communities, but most of them live in communities in sort of caravans or mobile homes or what have you. But unfortunately, this song says the life of the traveller is changing. Listen to Liam Clancy's version of The Travelling People.
A free-born man of the travelling people, got no fixed abode with nomads, I have one. Country lanes and byways were always my way. I never fancied being numb. And the resting places, and the small birds sang when winter days were over. Then we'd pack our load and be on the road. Those were good old days far over. There was open ground where a man could linger for a week or two, for time was not our master. Then away you'd jog with your horse and dog, nice and easy, no need to go faster. I've known life hard and I've known it easy, and I've cursed the life when winter days were dawning, but I've laughed and sung through the whole night long, seen the summer sunrise in the morning. All you free-born men know the travelling people. Every tinker, rolling stone and gypsy rover, winds of change are blowing, old ways are going. Your travelling days will soon be over.
I think that's a great song. I have the Johnsons singing it somewhere along the line, but that's Liam Clancy and his version of the song The Travelling People. It speaks volumes. I think on a recent programme I played for you a Phil Coulter song. If you recall, I think it was Scorn Not His Simplicity. I'm going to play for you another Phil Coulter song. This time it's sung by Paddy Riley. Phil himself a wonderful musician, known all over the world now, and has made lots and lots and lots of albums of all styles and genre. But he also was, well, a very accomplished songwriter and had many hits. I think, well, we won't go into that now, but this is the song that tells his life story, in as much as he was born and lived in Derry, which is a town up in the northwest of Ireland. And then he moved to Belfast and went to university and became a musician. But here he's telling his story of Derry, the town that he lived in, and how it's changed. He starts off by telling us how he got music and he joined a band, and then he tells us how the whole thing changed. This was because of what we call, quote, the Troubles. Early 60s and 70s, when Ireland was stricken with violence from both sides. But now, thank God, that, well, the peace process brought that all to an end. And he tells the story of how the women used to go to work in the factory in the Creggan, which is a district of Derry. And then all of a sudden the whole thing changed and the British Army moved in and the place was full of gas. And then he says in the last verse, please God, the peace will come to my city in the end. And thank God it did. Listen to Paddy Riley's version of The Town I Love So Well.
In my memory, I will always see the town that I have loved so well, where our schools played ball by the gas yard wall, and we laughed through the smoke and the smell. Going home in the rain, running up the dark lane, past the jail and down behind the fountain. Those were days in so many, many ways, in the town I loved so well. In the early morning, the shirt factory horn calls women from Creggan, moor and the bog, while the men on the dole played a mother's role, fed the children and then walked the dog. And when times got rough, there was just about enough. But they saw it through without complaining, for deep inside was a burning pride for the town I love so. There in the Derry air, like a language that we could all understand. I remember the day when I earned my first pay, as I played in a small pickup band. There I spent my youth, and to tell you the truth, I was sad to leave it all behind me. I'd learned about life, and I found me a wife in the town I loved so well. But when I returned, how my eyes were burned to see how a town could be brought to its knees by the armored cars and the bombed out bars and the gas that hangs on to every breeze. Now the army's installed by that old gas yard wall, and that damn barbed wire gets higher and higher with their tanks and guns. Oh my God, what have they done to the town I loved so well? Gone, but they carry on, for their spirit's been bruised, never broken. Though they'll not forget, still their hearts are set on tomorrow and peace once again. For what's done, and what's won, and what's lost and gone forever. I can only pray for a bright, brand new day in the town I love so well.
I was born in Dublin, and I stayed there till I was 6 years of age when the family moved to Liverpool. And I stayed in Liverpool from the age of six till I was about 22 when I returned to Ireland. Why am I telling you this? Well, I can remember as a youngster, first of all, before we left Dublin, singing and playing street songs with our neighbours' children. And I can remember the same applying in Liverpool when we arrived, singing and playing Liverpool street songs. This next track started life, I'm told, as a Belfast street song, but lots of people in Dublin say it's a Dublin street song. It's a street song, right? I'll tell me ma when I go home, the boys won't leave the girls alone. Nothing changes. Here's Patsy Whatcorn. Take a listen.
I'll tell me ma when I go home, the boys won't girls alone. They pulled my hair, stole my comb. Well, that's all right till I go home. She is handsome, she is pretty. She is the belle of Belfast City. She is a curtain, one, two, three. Please won't you tell me who is she? Albert Mooney said he loves her. All the boys are fighting for her. They knock at the door, ringing the bell, saying, no, my true love, fare you well. Out she comes as white as snow, rings on her fingers, bells on her toes. How Johnny Morrissey said he'd die if he didn't get the fellow with the roving eye. I tell me ma when I go home, the boys won't play if the girls are alone. Pulled my hair and stole my comb, but that's all right till I go home. She is handsome, she is pretty, she is the belle of Belfast City. She is a curtain, one, two, three. Please won't you tell me who is she? The
let the wind and the rain and the hail blow high and the snow come tumbling from the sky. She's as sweet as apple pie, she'll get her own lad by and by. When she gets a lad of her own, she won't tell a man till she gets home. Let them all come as they will, for it's all good news and she loves still. I tell me, ma, when I go home, the boys won't play if the girls are alone. Pull my hair and stole my comb, but that's all right till I go home. She's handsome, she's pretty, she's the belle of Belfast City. She's the curtain, 1, 2, 3, please won't you tell me who is she. Tell me, ma, when I go home, the boys won't play if the girls are alone. Pull my hair and stole my comb, but that's all right till I go home. She is handsome, she is pretty, she's the belle of Belfast City. She's the curtain, 1, 2, 3, please won't you tell me who is she. She is handsome, she is pretty, she's the belle of Belfast City. She is the curtain, 1, 2, 3, please won't you tell me who is she.
Oh, that was short and sweet ending, was it not? Patsy Whatcorn and I'll tell me ma when I go home. If you recall at the beginning of the programme, I was talking about emigration and all our people going away to various parts of the world. Well, here's a similar sort of song. This is sung for us by Dolores Keane. Now, Dolores is a wonderful singer, steeped in Irish traditional music. All her family were traditional musicians. Here she's singing a song. Well, before I play it, I just want to say I mentioned earlier that my grandson Emmett and his partner Alana are way out in Australia. And, well, here's Dolores Keane and she's singing Far Away in Australia.
Sweetheart, I'm bidding you fond farewell. I will be yours someday. I'm bound for a new land, my fortune to try, and I'm ready to sail away. Far away in Australia, soon will fate be kind, and I will be ready to welcome at last the girl I left behind. Oh, you can't leave me, this poor maiden said, I will not let you go. But I must leave you, he gently replied, if for only a while, you know. Far away, success or in failure, I will always be true and proud each day in a land far away. I'll be building a home for you. Daily she waits at the old cottage gate, watching the whole day through. Then one day a message from over the sea, and I'm hoping these words are true. Far away in Australia, now has come the time when I am ready to welcome at last the girl I left behind.
Hasn't she got a lovely warm voice there? Beautiful singing from Dolores Keane and Far Away in Australia. It seems the Irish poet Patrick Kavanagh was walking in Dublin one particular day. He was walking along Raglan Road, which is a district in the south part of the city. And he met this girl, he saw this lovely girl and fell in love with her straight away. Have a listen to Fair Isle Folk and telling us all about Raglan Road.
On Raglan Road, off an autumn day, I saw her first and knew that her dark hair would weave the snare that I might one day rue. I saw the danger and I passed along the enchanted way. And I said, be a fallen leaf at the dawning of the day. On Raglan Street in November, we trip lightly along the ledge of a deep ravine, where can be seen the word of passion's pledge. The queen of hearts still making tarts, and I not making hay. Oh, I love too much, by such, this happiness thrown away. I gave her gifts of the mind, I gave her the sea sign, known to gods of sound and stone, and word and tint I did not stint. I gave her poems to say, with her own name there and her own dark hair like clouds over fields of May. On a quiet street where all ghosts meet, I see her walk now away from me. So my reason must allow that I had loved not as I should a creature made of clay. When the angel moves the clay, his wings at the dawn.